I'm in the middle of a dilemma and I need your guys' help. I need your advice on what I should do.
Oh, I hope it's about parenting.
No, it is not about parenting. So I mentioned to you guys off the air that my wife and my son teamed up to get me my birthday gift. They got me a putter. I know, exciting. I know you guys are enamored by golf.
No, if it's something you enjoy and it was something you wanted, we love it when people pay attention to what somebody wants.
The putter that I have, I think I maybe acquired from a miniature golf course. It's not an actual thing. And so they said, well, you get to pick it. We'll pay for it. I spent, you know, a week or so watching YouTube videos trying to decide what putter I was going to get. And so I finally decided the putter that I wanted. And I went online and I bought it. And they said, you can pick it up in the store or we'll deliver it to your house. I said, you know what? Just deliver it to the house because the store was not that close. So they said it'll be there in 3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 days, it didn't show up. I waited a week. I called them. I'm like, hey, my putter didn't show up. They're like, oh, well, we don't make the putters. You know, we get them from the company that makes them. We're going to have to reach out to them. That might take a couple of days to get an answer. I'm like, okay, great. 4 days later from that, I get an email saying there was a problem with the system. They had to do a reboot and they lost your order. But they have your order now and they say it's going to ship in the next couple of days. We will email you when it ships.
Mind you, your birthday was July 31st.
I ordered this on August 3rd, correct.
Okay. That's crazy. We lost your order. You didn't lose my money, though.
And it's a huge company that they say, you know, had to do. They said basically they had to do a system reboot. That's what they said to me in the email. It was insane. I was like, that's the craziest excuse ever. Turn it off and turn it on is why you lost my order, is what you're saying, this huge company. So I never hear anything. And then yesterday it shows up. I never even got an email or anything like that. And so I'm super excited. I open up the box and guess what's inside?
Nothing. Air.
Two putters.
Hey! So you win?
Two of the exact same putters.
So now you have two putters.
I'm failing to see the dilemma.
Me too.
So now Lana's yelling at me. She's like, you bought two of these. You need to check your account. You bought two of these. That was expensive. You got to send this one back ASAP.
So you didn't have two birthdays.
No, you didn't. And I would go sell that thing on eBay tomorrow.
So I go through my email. I find the email and the receipt where I bought it. Okay? And so then she's like, well, check your bank account. They probably charge you twice.
She's very sure this is a you problem and not a
thank
problem.
Thank you.
Why
thank
can't it you be like, oh my God, we got two. Can I use one? Maybe it's too tall for me. We can sell it on the eBay.
So I go through my account and I'm looking. I'm kind of half looking, half not looking. I can't find it. She's like, well, maybe use my credit card because it was a birthday gift from us. And you thought I'll just, because I have one of her credit cards carry. Yeah. And so she went in and looked on her credit card. She's not in there. So then I really do a deep dive into my account. They never charge me for it.
At all?
For either of them.
So you have two putters for $0?
No, this says to me that you still have a present waiting for you from Lana and Barry.
It says a
maybe
lot
you
of
did
things
have two birthdays. Two putters, $0.
They didn't buy you anything.
That's what I'm saying, Kennedy. So there's all sorts of dilemmas here.
I see only one.
Terrible customer service from where I bought it.
Yeah.
Terrible customer service from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Screwed it up in the delivery. I now have two of these things. And I didn't pay for either of them.
This just sounds like a win, not a dilemma. So if this is your dilemma today, I wish I could have your day.
So what is your dilemma?
He doesn't have one.
You feel pangs of guilt and want to return one?
Yes,
I do. Or tell them that you need to pay for it?
Yes, all of those things.
No, hard pass. Their fault. Maybe they did it on purpose because they felt it.
So when I opened the box and I saw two things in there, I was like, oh, maybe they threw in an extra thing of something different. You know, as a, hey, we're, you know, some cheap thing. There's just like a, here's a memento, here's a we're sorry. That's what I thought it was. And then I open it up. I'm like, it was exactly two of the same thing. And I'm like, oh, that is a mistake.
I would like to quote one Bob Marley to you. Don't worry about your putters because they're both yours and they were free. All right?
That sounds like a terribly run company.
Seriously.
Someone just in the warehouse double shipping orders and not checking if they paid from the ground up.
It just feels winning. And plus, Barrett and Lana did not pay for anything. So it sounds to me like you still
and
get
I'm
another
still
present.
On birthday gift.
I feel like you have just won at life. So
I would be worried if you wanted to be like, if you felt like being a good person and be like returning a putter, then they're going to like check and see that they didn't charge you at all. Right. Now you're stuck paying for one putter instead of getting a free putter.
No.
But that's what...
Let it go.
Not my money. It's Landon Barrett's. I don't care.
Let it go.
Oh, that's why.
Let it go.
He didn't pay for it. That's why he wants to be a good person. It's not his money.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.